In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. In a press conference this afternoon, Governor Jared Polis laid out plans for so-called surge capacity, including how the state will ensure it has enough hospital beds and medical workers to care for coronavirus patients in the coming weeks and months. More than 1,100 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in the state. And Polis says 1 in 110 Coloradans are contagious with the virus. Denver's Restaurant Week starts today. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
Like most things this year, the annual celebration and showcase of the city's food scene will look different because of COVID-19. Participating businesses will offer both socially distanced dining in and takeout options at over 130 restaurants across the city. Over the next 10 days, residents can taste their way through neighborhood staples and hidden gems. Multi-course meals range in price from $25, $35, or $45. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Mesa County's largest school district is moving nearly all middle schools to remote learning until after the Thanksgiving break. For now, Fruta has the only middle school that's continuing in-person learning. The decision comes one day after District 51 announced that all high schools there will also go remote until after the break. Elementary schools remain in person. District officials say they plan to make a decision about the future of in-person learning by November 25th. Partly cloudy skies for Denver tonight, lows in the upper 30s, a chance of snow tomorrow morning. You're listening to CPR News.